我们过去两天三次的聚会。
We thank the Lord for the past two days, these three sessions of sharing.
今天是主复活的日子。
Today is the Lord's resurrection day.
我们这些蒙恩的孩子们能够一同聚集在他面前。
All of the children, by His grace, can be gathered together in His presence.
但愿有主的话临到我们。
If only the Lord's word would come upon us.
让我们能更多领会他的心意。
So we could understand more of His heart.
按他所喜悦的旨意来活在。
So that we could live in His presence according to His good pleasure.
正像刚才领事的弟兄所告诉我们的。
Just as the brother who led the singing told us,
主来的日子越过越近。
The Lord's coming is closer and closer.
让我们能预备好等候他回来。
Let's all prepare ourselves and be ready for His coming.
刚才我们唱的这一首诗歌
Now the hymn we just sang
155首
155
特别在第三节
Especially in verse 3
这里说主的委托
Here it speaks of the Lord's trust
我们侍候忠心
Have we been true to the Lord's trust?
到底主委托给我们的是什么?
Exactly what is that the Lord has entrusted to us?
我们若明白主对我们的委托,
Now if we do understand the trust that the Lord has left us,
我们才能谈到我们是否忠心。
Then we could be talking about if we have been faithful.
今天早上我们要从主的话里头来看到底主给我们的委托是什么
So this morning, according to the Lord's word, we will consider exactly what that is that the Lord has entrusted to us.
在这些年间常有一个感觉
Throughout the years, I often have this feeling.
好多神的儿女对于主的委托并不是那么清楚。
That is that so many of God's children are not that sure of the Lord's entrustment.
求主恩待我们。
So may the Lord be gracious to us all.
我们现在要来读几段的圣经。
Now we will start reading few passages in the Bible.
我们要先读两段简单的经文。
First, we will read two simple passages.
就是马太福音第七章。
That is Matthew
7:21-23. 我们大家用我们方便的话一起来读一遍，好吗？
We could read these verses together with the language convenient to you.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去22节
Verse 22
当那日必有许多人对我说主啊主啊我们不是奉你的名传道奉你的名赶鬼奉你的名行许多异能吗我就明明告诉他们说我从来不认识你们你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧这几节圣经好给我们看见
These few verses show us
主说凡称呼我主啊主啊的人
That the Lord says that who calls says to me Lord, Lord
不能都进天国
Not every one of them will enter the kingdom of heaven.
有的人可以进去，有的人不能。
Some people will enter the kingdom of heaven. Some people will not.
那到底谁能进天国了？
Then who shall enter the kingdom of heaven?
唯独， 唯独遵循天父旨意的人才能进去。
But he, only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter.
他说到了那一天，就是主回来的那一天。
Jesus says on that day when he returns.
有好多为神做工的人，热心侍奉主的人到主那里去。
There will be many who work for the Lord, who zealously work for him, go to his presence.
他们要说主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道吗？
And they would say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name?
奉你的名赶鬼。
And have we not cast out demons by your name?
奉你的名行许多的异能。
And also in your name we have performed so many wonders.
一个神的儿女能够从主得着恩赐，受主的托付，来传扬主的道。
Now this is a child of God who has been entrusted by God with the gifts and preaching the word of God.
不错，这是主的托付的一部分。
Yes, this is part of the entrustment that he has given you.
并且他还有异能，有赶鬼的恩赐。
Some people even have the extraordinary ability to cast out demons.
能行许多的异能。
They could perform so many wonders and miracles.
这不是每一个神儿女能得到的，这是特别的恩赐。
This kind of gift is not for every child of God, but only for few. Some of them would have it.
但是主在这里给我们看见。
However, the Lord shows us here.
传道、赶鬼、行异能。
Whether you prophesy, you cast out demons, or you perform wonders,
就能进天国吗?
With all these, can you enter the kingdom of God?
不。
No.
底下他说。
And then Jesus continues to say,
他要对这些传道、赶鬼、行异能的人说。
He is saying to those who prophesy, who cast out demons, and who perform wonders,
我从来不认识你们。
I did not know you.
哎，有的人说你看这些人主都没有认识他们。
Now some people would say, now you see the Lord said he never knew them.
应该他们是没有得救的人。
So these people must be those who have never been saved.
随便奉主的名做事就是了。
They probably just do all kinds of works so cavalierly by the name of God.
我们和合本的圣经翻译的太重了。
So they think our Chinese Bible,the version probably says the word too harshly.
He
never knew you.
我从来不认识你们。
How could he say I never knew you?
意思来是说我从来不认同你们。
It simply means that I have never been identified with you.
因为他们所做的是照着他们的负担。
Because whatever they did was according to their own burden.
而且是应付。群众的需要
or simply to cater to the crowd's needs.
很多人渴慕主的道
So many people who long for the word of God.
所以我要好好的来对他们讲道
So I just have to share a good message to them.
有的人被鬼附
And others were possessed by demons.
医生都没有办法
Even doctors could do nothing.
我需要求主给我有一个赶鬼的能力
Therefore I had to pray to God.Giving me this ability to drive out demons.
有许多的人不肯悔改信主。
And there are so many people who will not repent to
believe in the Lord. 若是我能从主那里有能行许多的异能。
So if I could have this ability to do wonders among them.
可能人就悔改信主了。
Maybe people would repent and believe in the Lord.
他们的工作也可能有果效。
Their words probably produce some fruits also.
但是主说。
However, the Lord said,
我不认同，我不承认。
I do not acknowledge you. I cannot identify myself
他说你们这些作恶的人
All you who practice lawlessness
他们传道他们赶鬼他们行异能
They prophesy, they cast demons, they even perform miracles
你说他们是作恶
However, the Lord said, you, lawless people
这个中文的圣经这个作恶又翻得重了一点
And I believe the Chinese translation is a bit too harsh here.
原文的意思乃是你们这些不法的人。
Its original language simply means
不守规矩的人。
you who do not obey the laws.
什么才是守法呢?
And what is to obey the laws?
就是前面所说的。
And that is what said before.
唯独遵行天父旨意的人。
Only those who does the will of my Father in heaven.
你适合传道。
Whether you prophesied,
是要按照神的旨意。
Or not, you have to do this according to the will of God.
你该怎样传道，要按照神的旨意。
And how you should prophesy also has to be based upon God's will.
简单来说。
Now, simply put,
我们神的儿女。
We as children of God.
另外一面，我们是神的仆人。
We, on the other hand, are servants of God.
神对我们都有不同的托付。
Therefore, God has given us different entrustments.
我们需要清楚主给我们的托付是什么。
Then we have to be clear on exactly what God's entrustment to us is.
不是照着自己的兴趣。
It should never be done according to our interest.
不是照着自己的负担。
Nor according to our own burdens.
也不是应付人的需要。
Nor simply to do this to cater to deal with people's needs.
堕落的人类。
Now, corrupt mankind.
的确是满了需要。
It's full of all kinds of needs.
需要太大了。
The needs are so big.
但是谁能应付这些需要呢?
Who can actually cope with all these kinds of needs?
就像伯大尼的玛利亚。
Just like Mary at Bethany,
她用香膏来膏在主的头上。
She poured out the perfumes on our Lord's head.
门徒们在那里觉得不是，怎么会是这样的浪费？
Then disciples disagreed and saying, "What a waste!"
应该把这个宝贵的香膏变卖了，可以得三十几两的银子。
Now you should have sold the precious perfume, and you could gain about 30 shekels of silver, many shekels of silver.
来救济穷人。
So we can use the money to help the poor.
当时在犹太地。很多穷苦的人。
Because in those days, in the land of Judea, there were so many poor ones.
所以门不只是犹大，门徒们也都这样觉得。
And it's not only Judas felt this way, all the disciples of the Lord felt the same.
犹大的存心不对，他是想揩油，想赚钱。
Even though Judas' heart wasn't that right, he was simply trying to take advantage of this. This incident to make money out of it.
可是使徒们，他们是真心的关心人的贫穷。
But other disciples, they meant well. They really care for the poor.
但是主告诉他们是。
But the Lord said this to them.
常有穷人与你们同在。
The poor ones are always with you.
即使你们不常与我。
But you do not always have me.
这是什么意思呢?
Then what does this mean?
今天人的需要太大了。
Today, men's needs are simply too immense.
并且这个贫穷的问题，人永远没有办法来完全解决。
As to the problem of this poverty, people will never be able to figure it out.
今天地上的问题太大了。
So there are so many problems on earth today.
需要太多了。
And with so many needs.
除非神回主回来，才能有一个彻底的解决。
Unless、the Lord returns, otherwise there is no absolute solution to all these problems.
那么我们神的儿女今天在地上该怎么办
？Now we as children of God, what shall we do on earth?
是处理这个问题，是应付那个需要
？Shall we deal with this problem? Shall we cope with that need?
我们需要明白神的旨意。
What we need is to understand God's will.
受主的引领。
Led by the Lord.
把主的恩典借着我们流通出去。
So that the Lord's grace could flow out from us through, by God's grace.
我们再读另外一段圣经。
Now, here we're going to read another passage.
就是马太24:42-44.
Matthew 24, verses 42-44.
我们用我们的方便的话，大家一同读一遍。
Again, we are reading them together, in a language which is convenient for you.
所以你们要警醒，
alert,
因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。 家主若知道几更天你直来，就必警醒，不有人挖透房子。这是你们所知道的，所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。主在这里告诉我们，他很快要回来。
Now here the Lord is telling us he's coming quickly.
但是他什么时候回来？
But when he will return?
我们不知道。
We don't know.
说更准确一点。
Now to say this more accurate.
连主耶稣都不知道他是什么时候回来。
Even Lord Jesus does not know when he will return.
只有父知道。
Only the Father knows.
父的时间来到。
When the time of the Father has arrived,
他就要叫他儿子回来。
He's going to send his son back.
所以主耶稣说他回来像什么呢？
So the Lord Jesus says, what's going to be like when he returns?
像这一样。
It's going to be like a thief.
有小偷要来到我们家里偷东西。
Now, so there a thief is coming to our house to steal things.
他不会预先通知我们的。
He would not tell us in advance.
很多时候就是很多人家里被偷都是想不到这时候就被偷了。
A lot of times when people's houses are broken in, it's because people never expected it.
主回来也是这样。
So likewise, this is going to be the way the Lord returns.
我们怎么办呢？
So what should we do?
我们没办法知道到底主什么时候回来。
Since we really don't know when the Lord is coming back.
如果主怜悯我们。
But if the Lord is merciful,
我们是一个聪明有智慧的人。
And we are a wise and faithful servant.
只有在这里像主所说的。
Then we would be like what the Lord says here.
我们要警醒。
We have to watch.
而且要预备好。
And be ready.
不止预备好。
Not only be ready.
还要常常警醒。
But always be on the alert.
这就是我们能做的。
This is what we can do.
也是我们该做。
And this is also what we should do.
有一些神的儿女何等的可怜。
So many of God's children are so miserable.
也可以说是愚昧。
Or we could say they are really foolish.
主明明说，你们不会知道我什么时候回来。
Now the Lord has made it clear that you do not know when I'm returning.
可是在教会的历史中。
But in the church history.
不止有多次。有一些神的儿女在那里推算，在那里猜测神主耶稣哪一年哪一月哪一日就要回来。
Many of God's children are calculating, estimating what the year, month, day that the Lord Jesus will return.
让我们不要信这些谣言。
Let's not trust in any of these rumors.
但是我们要警醒。
But we have to watch.
好。我们要回到我们今天主要的信息。
Now we're returning to our main theme for today.
主要，我们先读马太福音24:45-51。
Now the gospel according to Matthew chapter 24:45-51.
我们这样好不好？那么用中文读两节，英文。
We will read Chinese verses, two Chinese verses, and then two English verses alternately.
Okay, 好，中文先哈。
The Chinese verses go first.
谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派，管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？主人来到，看见他这样行。那仆人就有福了。
Verse 47, truly I say to you that he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But if that evil slave says in his heart, my master is not coming for a long time.
OK, 也许我们就先读在这里啊，等你起来，等一下我们再来读。
Now we're just paused here from our reading and the rest of the verses will be read later.
这里说到谁是忠心有见识的仆人。
Now the passage asks, who then is the faithful and sensible slave or servant?
为主人所派， 管理家里的人按时分粮给他们了。
Master put in charge of his household to give them their food at the proper time.
主人派这个仆人做什么了？
What is that the master told the servant to do?
第一，
First,
要管理家里的人。
To be in charge of his household.
第二，按时分粮给他们。
Second, to give them food in due season at the proper time.
刚才我们唱的诗歌说我们要知道主的委托。
Now the hymn we just sang says that we have to know the entrustment that he gave us.
这一段圣经里头我们看见主委托他的仆人做什么。
Now from this passage we can know what that entrustment is that the Lord has put the servant in charge of.
就是管理家里的人。
That is, first he should be in charge of his household.
像比方说在我们今天在这里的教会，那管理家里的人就是弟兄姐妹，管理弟兄姐妹。
Now in terms of the churches today is to be in charge of the brothers and sisters.
但是这个家里的人在原文里头还有它特别的意思。
But this household in its original language also has special meaning.
它有一个意思就是要看顾那些有病的人。
One of the meanings is to take care of the sick.
和解说是一个关怀，和解是一种医治。
Or to say it's kind of a healing, it's kind of encouragement.
需要医治的人好好的医治他。
Now, he who needs healing, you have to heal him.
需要照顾的人好好照顾他。
He who needs to be taken care of, you do that.
另外还有一个意思。
And another meaning of this word household is,
就是为着家里的人的保健健康。
As for the health of the whole household.
有病的人要医治。
Now, if a person is sick, he needs to be healed.
软弱的人要看护。
Now, a weak person has to be cared for.
健康的人还要维持他的健康，保健。
Now, a healthy person has to maintain, protect his health.
我们来看，到底在这里所讲的，如何管理家里的人，如何按时分粮。
So let's consider how we should be in charge of the household and also give them food at the proper time.
在彼得，主耶稣特别把这样的责任托给彼得和他的同伴。
Now the Lord has especially entrusted this responsibility to Peter and his companions.
在使徒们之外，主又呼召了保罗。
Then apart from the apostles, the Lord also has called Paul.
所以我们要稍微从这两位使徒身上来看他们是怎样按时分粮给家里的人。
Therefore, we need to consider these issues in terms of how these apostles, Peter and Paul, actually distribute food to the household in proper time.
在彼得前书第五章那里彼得说，
Now here in 1 Peter chapter 5,
我想为着时间的关系我就不详细的读了。
Now, for the sake of time, we will not read all these verses in detail.
我把经文讲出来。
However, I'll just share with you these verses.
他把他自己做一个榜样，告诉与同负教会责任的人。
Peter, using himself as an example, admonishes all those fellow elders.
他说，我这个做长老，做基督受苦见证，同享后来要显现的荣耀。劝你们中间同我一同做长老的人。
Now Peter said, I exhort the elders among you as your fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and a partaker also of the glory that is to be revealed.
你们要牧养在你们中间的群羊。
Shepherd the flock of God among you.
按照神的旨意照管他们。
According to the will of God, exercising oversight.
这个照管不是好像很严厉的来管理。
Now, this oversight does not mean to discipline others so strictly.
乃是来 主要是来关照来照顾
But simply to take care of them, to care for them.
他说这一个责任不是出于勉强
And Peter said that this responsibility never came from compulsion.
乃是出于甘心
But voluntarily.
也不是因为贪财乃是出于乐意
And you do this, it's not for sordid gain, but with eagerness.
也不是管辖所托付你们的
Nor is it your Lord over those allotted to your charge.
乃是要做群羊的榜样
But proving to be examples to the flock.
啊，也许我们弟兄姐妹说，哦，彼得说这些话是对做长老的弟兄们说的。
Maybe, brother and sister, you would think all these words, which Peter said, were for the elders.
我听了不知道准确吗？你们在这里的聚会有六位与同负责任的同工。
I don't know if this is accurate, but I was told that in your church there are six co-workers.
也许他们就是长老。
Maybe they are the elders.
那我们弟兄姐妹有没有事？
So this.These verses have nothing to do with us. And we just be waiting for them to take care of us, to look after us.
亲爱的弟兄,
Dear ones,
在主复活之后,
after the Lord was raised up from the dead,
曾经多次向彼得和同工们显现。
Many times the Lord appeared to Peter and other apostles.
但是彼得得着主的显现最多。
However, Peter was the one who had seen the Lord's resurrection most.
主曾经先后四次向彼得显现。
Now the Lord had appeared to Peter four times.
但是彼得还是侍奉的心情起不来。
Still, Peter couldn't raise himself up with heart to serve.
他觉得他太失败了。
He felt he was such a failure.
他太对不起主了。
He fell so short of the glory of God.
那是有人配侍奉主。
So if there would be another one worthy of the Lord,
一定不是他。
It couldn't possibly be him.
他实在是灰心。
So he was so despaired.
有一天他就告诉同伴的。
One day he just told his companion,
对不起，我要去打鱼了。
Excuse me, I'm going to go fishing.
结果有另外六个门徒。
So the other six disciples saying, we'll go with you.
他们就打鱼去了。
Therefore, they went fishing.
那一天在提比亚的海里面打鱼。
That day in the lake of Tiberias.
终夜打不到。
All night they could catch nothing.
后来天亮的时候。
And then the day was breaking.
主站在岸上等着他们。
The Lord was standing on the shore waiting for them.
他们发现是主。
And they realized it is the Lord.
后来他们照着主的意思打了很多鱼。
Therefore, according to the Lord's instruction, they caught many, many fish.
然后他们就上了岸。
And they came upshore.
主看见，彼得看见是主。
And the Lord saw that's the Lord.
他心里很感到惭愧。
And he felt so ashamed within himself.
但是主在那一天特别对彼得说。
But on that specific day, the Lord said to him,
你爱我比这些更深吗?
Do you love me more than these?
主用的爱,
Now the word love that the Lord used,
彼得说, 你知道我爱你。
Then Peter replied, Lord, you know that I love you.
是另外一个爱。
And Peter's word of love is different from the
有人说,
word the Lord used.
前面这个 logo 是这个爱。
Now, when the Lord said, Do you love me? This
is agape love.
It's Logos love. It's the holy love.
是爱神的爱。
It's the love that loves God.
其实这个解释不一定很准确。
But actually, this is not an accurate rendering.
为什么这
样
说了?
Why do I say it?
因为迪马贪爱现今的世界也用 Logos 这个爱。
Because Timus loved the world, the love in that verse also is the A logos love.
那些文士、法利赛人爱站在这个会堂的高位上。
Now scribes and Pharisees love to take the best seat in the congregation.
也是用这一个。
The same word.
所以我发现有一个说法。
Therefore, I found that a better saying.
这个爱就是坚定不移的爱。
It's the steadfast, the love is a steadfast, immovable love.
是一个非常强烈的爱。
such strong love.
感谢神。
We thank God.
神爱我们，他这个爱是坚定不移的爱。
God has loved us with the steadfast love.
主就问彼得说，
Therefore the Lord asked Peter,
你是以坚定不移的爱来爱我吗？
Do you love me with the steadfast, immovable love?
彼得说，主啊，你知道。
And Peter replied, Lord, you know.
用朋友的爱来爱你。
I'm simply love you with a filial love.
朋友的爱有的时候有条件的。
Sometimes there are conditions to all this filial love.
有的时候会改变的。
And this filial love might change.
彼得知道，他对主的爱是摇摆不定。
Peter knew that his love toward the Lord was always wavering.
主再一次问他。
So the Lord asked him again.
彼得再一次说，我只是用朋友的爱来爱。
And again, Peter replied that I love you with a filial love.
最后主问他说。
And in the end, the Lord asked him.
你只能用朋友的爱，摇摆不定的爱来爱我吗？
Can you only love me with this filial, vacillating love?
彼得就心里忧愁。
And then Peter grieved in his heart.
羞耻地在主面前说。
Being so ashamed, he said this before the Lord.
你知道我就是这样。
Lord, you know this is who I am.
我不能说我不爱你。
I cannot say that I do not love you.
可是我对你的爱常是摇摆不定。
But my love towards you is wavering all the time.
我曾经起誓说。
I once swore.
就是与你同时，我也不能不承认你。
Even I would die with you, I would never disclaim you.
但当你在审判厅的时候，
But while you are at the judgment place,
我竟然三次
three times,
起誓发主后任。
I swore, I cursed that I denied knowing you.
我怎么配得来侍奉？
Now, how could I be worthy to serve you?
主一再地告诉他，
So time again, the Lord said
to him, 你要喂养我的小羊。
Shepherd my flock.
第二次主告诉他，你要牧养我的羊。
Again, feed my flock.
最后第三次主告诉他。
And the third time the Lord said,
你要喂养我的羊。
Shepherd my, feed my sheep.
这里有什么不一样？
Is there any difference here?
这里就是按时分粮给神儿女的意思。
It is exactly what it means to give food to the household at the proper time.
幼稚的小羊，你不能丢东西给他，让他自己吃，你要好好的喂他，像喂婴孩一样。
Now, for the little lamb, you cannot just throw food at them. You have to feed them as you feed babies.
一般比较强壮成长的羊就是牧羊，给他们吃就是了。
And then a stronger sheep, then you just shepherd them, feed them with food.
但是到了第三次，主又说，你要喂养我的羊。
Then again, at the third time that the Lord said, shepherd my sheep.
有的成长的羊和这老羊。
Now, some grown sheep, older ones.
按他们成长的日子应该做老师了。
According to the days of their growth, they should have been teachers.
保罗对哥林多的教会说，
But Paul said this to the Corinthians.
到现在还得用来喂你们。
Even up until now, I still have to feed you with milk.
这就是按时分粮的意思。
This is to distributing food in due season.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
Now, dear one.
那我刚才说了，长老负责弟兄只有几位。
There are only elders or leading brothers in any church.
我们其他弟兄姐妹做什么？
But what do the rest of the brothers and sisters do?
主恩待我们。
Now, may the Lord be gracious to us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Beloved,
我们是神的儿女。
We are God's children.
我们也都是神的仆人。
And we are all God's servants.
我们也都是神的牧人。
As well as we are His shepherds.
有许多好像彼得是一个大的牧人。
Like Peter is a great shepherd.
我们的主耶稣他是牧长。
And our Lord Jesus is the chief shepherd.
He
is the only shepherd. Now, as far as the church is concerned here, the co-workers, the leading brothers, they have to take the responsibility of the whole flock. And some brothers and sisters, after you have received grace for so many years, you also are shepherds. Then you have to exercise oversight over those God has given you, and as to the young ones, even you are God's little shepherds. There will always be those who are younger than you, who have received the grace later than you. So then you have this responsibility to look after them. Now let's consider Paul, how the Lord entrusted this mission to him.
他经过到了米利都，要到耶路撒冷去。
Now, on the way to Jerusalem, he stopped at Miletus.
因为他赶路, 没有时间到以弗所看望他们。
Because he was pressed by time, he didn't have time to actually go visiting them.
在保罗前期的大概九年的工作里头,
in the previous 9 years, approximately,
有三年之久在以弗所的教会。
He stayed at the church at Ephesus for 3 years.
以弗所是保罗工作的一个重心。
Therefore, Ephesus is Paul's focus of work.
所以他关怀他们。
Of course, he would care for them.
特别请以弗所的长老。
Therefore,
这个海边来汇集。
Now he asked the elders of the Ephesus church to come to the shore to meet with him.
他这样说,
therefore he said,
圣灵立你们做全权的监督。
Now the Holy Spirit have set you as the shepherds of among all, the deacons among all.
你们当为自己谨慎。 也为全群谨慎。
Therefore, you need to take heed for yourself and for the whole flock.
牧养神的教会。
Shepherd the church of God.
就是他用自己的血所买来的。
Which was purchased by the blood of his.
弟兄姐妹。
So, dear one.
保罗给教会多负责任的人这样说。
So Paul says this to those who are entrusted with responsibilities at church. Take heed to yourself. Also take heed to all the flock.
一个不能自己谨慎的人，他就不可能为全群来谨慎。
He who does not take heed to himself will never be able to take heed to the whole flock.
底下他这样说,
and then Paul continues to say,
你要谨慎自己和自己的教训,
take heed to yourself and to your teaching,
要在这些事上恒心,
persevere in all these things,
因为这样行,
in so doing,
能救自己, 又能救听你的人,
you're able to save those, save yourself and also those who hear you.
这里说, 要谨慎自己和自己的教训。
Now Paul says, take heed to yourself and to your teachings.
传道人可以有自己的教训吗?
Can preachers have their own teachings?
有的人读到这里说, 所以个人有个人不同的教训。
Some people say, well, that's why each person would have different teachings.
在圣经之外还有一些什么教条、信条。
So apart from the Bible, they come up with some kinds of regulations or creed.
这是错的,
this is wrong.
自己的教训,
your own teaching.
乃是你自己所教训的根据圣经，只有圣经，神给我们的教训。
There should be your own, never shall be your own teachings, but every teaching has to be based upon the teaching of the Bible.
从圣经之外, 不可以有任何的教训。
There shall be no teaching whatsoever apart from the Bible.
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
所以自己接受圣经的教训。
So when you receive the teaching of the Bible,
也有圣经来教训神的儿女。
And also you use the Bible to teach other children of God.
今天在教会的历史中有多少不同的解释对圣经。
In the church history, there are so many different explanations of the Bible.
就是不够尊重圣经。
That's because they do not respect the Bible.
主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
好，那么他底下说，按时分粮，我们刚才这个题目，就是说做忠心的仆人，要按时分粮给他们。
Now our theme is that be faithful servants and giving food to others according at the proper time.
这个按时到底什么意思？
At the proper time also means in due season.
按时分粮的意思。
So what does it mean to distribute in due season?
就是在什么是粮食？
What is food?
主的话是粮食。
The word of the Lord is food.
主说他是生命的粮食。
The Lord says he is the bread of life.
那么圣经的字句是粮食吗？
So the words of the Bible are the food.
若不是在灵里。
But if they're not in the spirit.
圣经的字句是死的。
The Bible's words are dead.
虽然圣经的字句是对的。
Even though they're correct.
可是若不是在圣灵里。
But
就是死的字句。
If they're not in spirit, they are dead letters.
我们用讲解圣经。
We expound the Bible.
必须依靠神的灵。
To do so, we have to.
才能够有活的话语。
We have to do this by the Holy Spirit to have the living word.
我们自己的供应。
So Bible's word will become our own provision.
而且盼望能供应别人。
But also hopefully can provide for others.
求主用血遮盖。
May the Lord cover me with His
blood. 比方说我今天在这里要想要交通的。
For example, the thing that I want to share with you today.
我是否在主面前有看见。
Have I really seen this before the Lord?
灵里有开启。
Have I ever been enlightened by the Spirit?
得着主的供应。
Have I received the teaching from the Lord and provided by Him?
若是没有。
If not so.
我在这里讲的是死的道理。
I'm simply teaching a dead teaching.
就算我自己蒙了一点恩典，有一点看见。
Even though I might have some grace and have some enlightenment.
不一定能帮助别人看见。
Then it still may not necessarily be helpful.To others to see.
还需要圣灵的帮助。
We really need the Holy Spirit's help.
所以保罗曾经告诉提摩太这样说。
Therefore, Paul once said this to Timothy.
他说你要谨慎自己和自己的教训。
Take heed to yourself and your teachings.
这是保罗提醒年轻的提摩太。
Now here, Paul reminded the young Timothy.
他说按照正义分解真理的道。
You have to divide the word of God rightly.
这个正义什么意思呢？
What is this? Divide the word of God rightly according to its meaning.
他说就像好像切豆腐一样。
Paul said this is just like cutting the dough.
这个刀啊要拿得直。
Your knife has to be placed right.
不然就切歪了。
Straight down, otherwise it would become crooked, and the tofu would be ruined.
我们解释主的话也是这样。
So that's the same way we explain the word of God.
使徒彼得告诉我们。
Now Apostle Peter also told us.
所有圣经的预言。
All the prophecy of the Bible.
不可以凭私意来解释。
Cannot be interpreted according to your own will.
从中文的字面来看，是不是说不可以用自己的意思来解释圣经？
Now our Chinese translation simply says, do not interpret the Bible according to your own will.
不是这个意思。
It's not so.
这个诗意
according to your own will.
翻译是这样。
Another translation is,
不能只照着圣经那一个地方。就来解释。
Now another translation says, you do not interpret this specific passage according to what it said in that specific place.
比方说被提这个问题，
Now,
圣徒的被提。
For example, as to the issue of the rapture of the saints.
有人读到圣经好多地方，哦，是灾前 圣徒就要被提了。
So some people say they read the scripture saying, oh, some will be
raptured
before the tribulation.
是圣徒啊，全体的圣徒灾难之前都要被提。
So they all believe that all the saints will be raptured before the tribulation.
但是有的弟兄姐妹读，哎，灾中有人被提。
Then some brothers and sisters read of a certain verse and say, oh, a saint should be raptured in the midst of a tribulation.
还有人读圣经发现灾后还 有人被提。
And others would realize that saints would be raptured after the tribulation.
结果大体上来说，被提这件事分作三大派。
Therefore, as a whole, the matter of rapture has been divided into three sayings.
他们坚持主的教训。
They simply insist on the Lord's teaching. They could not receive one another.
常有弟兄姐妹问我，柯弟兄，那你是哪一派？
So many people would ask me, Brother Cole, which doctrine do you belong to?
我说感谢主。
So I say, I thank the Lord.
灾前、灾中、灾后，我都接受。
Whether this rapture is before, in the midst, or after tribulation, I accept them all.
因为都是根据，都有圣经的根据。
Because everyone is biblically based.
这就是他们为什么不能彼此接纳。
And this is the reason they could not receive one another.
非常坚持自己的看见。
They are so gung-ho on their own thing.
他们患了彼得，使徒彼得所说的。
And this is the problem that Apostle Peter pointed out.
圣经上的话,
the word of the Bible,
不能仅单单凭着一个地, 那些地方, 和些某一些地方就来解释,
cannot be solely interpreted simply because of certain few verses.
需要, 比方说被提的问题, 需要把所有有关被提的经文拿来好好在主面前读，来蒙求主来光照，来解明。
So as to the matter of rapture, you just have to get all the verses together before the Lord, ask the Lord to enlighten you to understand this matter.
求主恩待我。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
能做一个忠心有见识的仆人。
Be a faithful and wise.
另外一方面，不要像那些假冒为善的那个恶仆人。
Another point is, do not be like those hypocrites, the evil servants.
没有警醒等候主。
They are never watchful, waiting for the Lord.
他们自己有一个感觉，主来还早了。
They themselves have this sense, saying,
"Oh, 不会这么快回来。
The Lord's coming is far long ago, away from now. He will not come so soon."
所以他们欺负同伴。
So they just ill-treat their companions.
又和醉酒的人一同吃喝。
They hit their companions. They ate the drink with the drunkards.
这些人到主回来的时候。
So all these people, when the Lord returns,
主要重重的处置他们。
Will be so harshly punished by the Lord.
和圣经那个小字柱，和且这要被腰斩。
And the Chinese Bible has a small print saying that these people will be cut into pieces.
那就是说，他们在主回来的时候要受极大的亏损。
That means that when the Lord returns, they will suffer so great a loss.
我们现在来看第二个比喻。
Now let's consider the second parable.
就是马太福音二十五章那里的比喻。
Now that's the parable in Matthew 25.
那么这一段圣经，我想弟兄姐妹很多人都蛮熟的。
And I suppose many brothers and sisters are familiar with
this parable. 就是说，有一个王，他要往外国，有一个人要往外国去。
The parable says that a king is going on a foreign country on a journey.
叫他的仆人来。
So he calls all his servants.
一个给五千两银子。
To one he gives five talents.
一个给二千。
To another two talents,
还有一个给一千,
to the third one talent,
要他们去做买卖,
so he tells them to go trading,
然后他就走了,
therefore he's gone.
过了不久, 这个主人回来了,
and after a while the Lord returns,
要跟这些仆人们算账,
He is going to settle accounts with all his servants.
他们也就把他们手中的银子带来了。
Therefore, these servants bring all the silver in their hands.
那个领五千的，另外赚了五千。
The one who has five talents earns another five talents.
领二千的又赚了，也赚了二千。
And he who has two talents earns another two talents.
就是那个领一千的。他没有赚到。
Except the one who has one talent has not earned anything.
还是原封不动地把一千拿来。
And he simply returns the one talent, not doing anything to it.
这里我们要问。
Then here we have to ask.
主给他们的委托是什么？
What is the entrustment that the Lord has given to them?
当然是银子啊。
Of course, it's the silver.
那银子是什么？
Then what is that silver?
我读书不多，读的属灵书籍不多。
I'm not that learned, and I have not read many spiritual books.
听了道，可是听了不少。
But I have heard so many sermons.
一般的说法。
Now, the generally speaking,
银子竟是主给我们的恩赐。
Silver is the gift that the Lord has given us.
有的人恩赐大一点是五千，有的人只有二千。
Some people have greater gifts, so that's five talents or two talents.
那一般的弟兄姐妹大概就是给一千。
Now the rank and file brothers and sisters would have one talent.
恩赐很少。
Small talent.
那么一般的情形，五千、二千的，他们都会去好好做，运用他们的恩赐。
Now he who has five or two talents would exercise their gifts well.
所以传道人常常。提醒劝勉这些领一千银子的弟兄姐妹。
So preachers are often admonish all those brothers and sisters with only one talent.
你们恩赐虽然不多。
Even though you have a few gifts.
可是要好好的忠心运用你这一点点的恩赐。
But be faithful, exercise the small gifts that given to you.
我们要忠心来运用。
If we are able to exercise faithfulness and to serve the Lord and His church, then when the Lord returns, that we would have a reward. It's about 46 years ago. Because I have heard so many explanations like this.
有的时候也把这样的领受交通讲给弟兄姐妹。
So sometimes I just share the same message with brothers and sisters.
每一次想到这一段圣经和读到这一段圣经的时候。
But every time when I think of this passage or when I read this passage.
我就在主面前说主啊感谢你。
Before the Lord I say, Oh Lord, I give thanks to you.
这个比喻我知道了。
I understand the parable now.
求主帮助我做一个忠心的人。
Lord, help me to be a faithful servant.
好好运用主给我的恩赐。
To use well of all the talents.
将来有一天你回来了，我可以向你交账。
So one day when you return, I can settle accounts with you.
但是到了46年前。
But it's about 46 years ago.
在一个机会的里头。
It's just in one occasion.
我才发现。我不懂这个比喻到底什么意思。
In that occasion, I realized that I really did not understand what the parable meant.
如果是恩赐的话，
If talents are gifts,
为什么只是赚一倍就可以了？
Why is it enough just to earn a double it?
不是越多越好吗？
Isn't the more the better?
就像撒种的比喻主告诉我们的。
Just as the parable of sower, the Lord said,
种子撒下去了。
When the seed is sown.
在好土里头它要长出100倍、30倍、60倍或者30倍。
Now, if it's sown in good soil, it will produce crops 30, 60 or even 100 fold.
为什么？
Why?
它主在这里。
Hear the Lord.
只是说加一倍就够。
The Lord only asked for double the amount of
talent. 不要赚的太多。
It seems that he says you don't have to earn too much. Double it, that's enough.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
Beloved,
因着时间的关系,
now being,
我不能详细说这个,
because of the strength of the time, I cannot go into
detail. 经过很多年, 很多年,
but throughout so many years,
这个比喻真是困扰了我,
This parable so bothered me.
我常围着这个问题神求主。
For this very question, I often ask the Lord.
到底这是什么意思？
I sought after him, asking Lord, what does it mean?
慢慢的主给我一点开启。
And gradually the Lord seemed to enlighten
me. 借着主的话给我一点开启。
And through his words, he gave me some light.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So my beloved,
简单来说。
Simply put,
主给我们的银子。
The talents that he's given us,
是的，这是主的托付。
Yes, these are in.
这是主的委托。
This is the.
它到底名字是什么
？But what exactly what is the silver?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear ones.
银子是主自己。
Silver is the Lord Himself.
是主宝贝的自己。
It's the Lord precious Himself.
他拯救了我们。
Because He has saved us.
给的是他自己。
What he gives us is himself, isn't that so?
这句话在许多神儿女们心里头很清楚。
And this kind of statement is so clear in so
many God's children's hearts. 我们常会这样唱说。
We often sing.
主啊，你爱我们，给的是你自己。
Lord, you love us. You have given us yourself, as our hymn book says.
但是来到这个比喻我们就模糊了。
But once we come to the parable, our understanding becomes blurry.
许多属灵的先辈都告诉我们这样。
Many spiritual fathers have told us.
而且劝我们要好忠心来运用恩赐。
That we need to faithfully exercise our gift.
但弟兄姐妹。
But beloved.
主给我们的是他自己。
What the Lord gives us is Himself.
这一位荣耀的主怎样把他自己给我们这些罪人呢？
How did this glorious Lord give Himself to us sinners?
在宝座上荣耀的耶稣，他没有办法把他自己给我们。
On the throne, the glorious Jesus could not give Himself to us.
所以他必须离开宝座，降卑来到世上。
Therefore, He had to leave His throne and humbled Himself to come to the world.
他经历贫穷，经历苦难。
He experienced poverty, he experienced the suffering.
最终他把自己交给人钉十字架。
In the end, he gave himself to man to be crucified on the cross.
他为我们舍弃了一切。
For us, he had foregone all everything.
他死在十字架上。
He died on the cross.
然后他埋葬。
Then he was buried.
第三天他从死里复活。
The third day he rose from the dead.
复活以后四十天被接到荣耀里。
And after the resurrection for 40 after
40 days, 这一个死后复活的主，
he was raised to the glory and the resurrected Lord.
他才能把他自己死后复活的生命给了我。
It is this resurrected Lord, that he is able to give us his life that's raised up from the dead.
这些仆人们所得着的是五千，或者二千，或者一千。
Now, whether these servants receive 5, 2, or 1 talents,
都是银子，都是主自己的生命。
They're all silver. They are the life of the Lord. They are the Lord Himself.
主把他自己给了我。
So the Lord has given himself.
那为什么一样呢？有的人五千，有的人才一千呢？
Then why is there the distinction here? Some people have 5, others have 2 or 1.
就像罗马书所说的，
just as Romans teaches,
我们蒙恩，我们个人的信心的度量不一样。
Just as the Romans says that after we have been saved, the measure of our faith is different.
可是我们中文的圣经这个字又翻得不够准确。
But in our Chinese Bible, this is not correctly translated.
是按照信心的大小。
The Chinese Bible says, according to the, whether your faith is big or small.
那是信心的大小，信心大主欢喜。
So that if you have a big faith, then the Lord is pleased.
信心小，主不欢喜。
And if you have small faith, the Lord is not pleased.
不是小大小的问题。
No, it's not a matter of size. It's a matter of measure.
我们的受造不一样。
Because we are created differently.
我们蒙恩的度量也不一样。
So the way we are saved by His grace is also different.
我在这里一个杯子。
Here I have a bottle.
这就代表它的度量。
Now it has its own measure there.
如果有另外一个杯子小一点。
And then if there is another cup, smaller one, it has a smaller volume.
可是里头装的都一样是一样的水。
But inside is the same water.
我们的是蒙恩度量不一样。
So as to the measure of our salvation is different.
但所承装在我们里面是主自己。
But what's being put inside is the same. That's our Lord Himself.
那主要我们去做买卖。
So now the Lord wants us to do business.
这个买卖啊，就叫我们领会，哎，我们要去应用恩赐。要好好为主做工。
Now, according to our understanding, that means we have to exercise the gift to do the Lord's work well.
认真说起来。
But seriously speaking,
这一个三个仆人受引的比喻没有工作的问题。
The parable about these talents in terms of work, it should not be an issue.
前面那一个比喻是工作服侍的问题。
Now, the first parable.Speaks of the work itself in terms of services.
是在工作上受主的委托。
So it's in the service that you've been entrusted by God.
可是在这里的委托不是做工。
But here, this parable's entrustment is not a matter of work.
这个委托是非常严重的一个委托。
Actually, this entrustment is a very serious one.
非常宝贝的一个委托。
A very precious entrustment.
他把他自己委托给你。
That is that the Lord has entrusted himself to you and me.
何等的委托。
Oh, what an entrustment this is.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear ones.
他要我们把加倍的委托还给主。
He wants us to double the entrustment and return that
to him. 不是要你去救十个人、一百个人。
It's not saying that you have to save 100 people,
帮助多少的弟兄姐妹,
or to help so many brothers and sisters,
不在这一面,
now it's not focusing on this side.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
我一做这个加倍,
for this doubling,
我在主面前经过许多的苦恼,
throughout all the thinking and troubling,
就是没有话来解释这个加倍。
Before the Lord, I simply could not find a right word to describe this doubling.
我读到旧约的圣经的时候
，When I read the Old Testament,
发现有一个人叫做约伯
，And I realized this person Job.
他家产很丰富。
He was really wealthy with all the possessions.
羊就有七千头
，7,000 flocks.
还有三千骆驼
，3,000 camels.
还有很多很多
，And many extra things.
可是经过了极深的苦难以后。
But after all these sufferings,
牛羊都被抢光，都死掉了。
All the herds, all the flocks were taken away, killed.
所有的家业都没有了。
All of his possessions were taken away.
约伯落在极深的苦难中。
Job sank into the extremely deep suffering.
从远道而来，这三个知心的朋友。
Now, three of his good friends who came from far away,
乃是在他的伤口上撒盐。
The way they comforted Job is just like adding salt on his injury.
增加他极深的痛苦。
Simply increasing this excruciating pain.
约伯受不了了。
And Job couldn't stand it anymore.
你们这些是无用的医生。
You for useless physicians.
乱开药方，乱开刀。
You just did wrong surgery, gave out the wrong prescription.
约伯那一段日子的遭遇，弟兄姐妹们，你们会圣经很清楚的告诉我。
So, brother and sister, you can read those days Job's sufferings very clearly in the Bible.
感谢主。
But we give thanks to
the Lord. 这个在神面前求死的约伯
，This Job who asked for death,
终于主向他显现。
Who asked for death before the Lord, finally the Lord revealed himself to him.
他就伏在灰尘中承认神的荣耀。
Therefore, he prostrated himself in dust.
他说我从前风闻有你。
Admitting that I heard of you before.
现在亲眼看见。
But now I've seen you with my own eyes.
因此他就呼呼在炉灰中懊悔。
Therefore, he repented of prostrating himself in the dust.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神使他从苦境中转回。
The Lord returned him from his suffering.
赐给他很多的家业。
And gave him even more possessions.
他从前有七千个羊。
He used to have 7,000 sheep.
神后来给他多少？
How many did the Lord give him in return?
一万三千。
13,000,
14,000
or 12,000. No.
14,000.
It's 14,000.
7,000.
7,000.
加一倍,
double it up.
14,000. 13,900都不够.
Even the 139,999 is not enough. So when I think of this story of Job, I was so delighted. Oh, I'm thank the Lord. In Old Testament, this Job. Entrustment that God has given him. Throughout all the suffering, after he met the Lord, and in the end, the Lord doubled up what he had before. The sheep, the camels, and everything else was doubled.
但是,
but
这个加倍到底什么意思?
What does it mean to double up? I still don't understand it. I really have to admit I'm so slow. Well, some of the spiritual things, I just don't have the understanding.
1997年,
in
1997,
now, in that year, I went back to Hong Kong and stayed for a period of time.
我要去一个小聚会,
and I was supposed to go to a very small meeting. Maybe the people were just about half of your time. But they were all mostly young people. And only two or three older people. And they really longed for the Lord. When you went to that meeting, I thought there was nobody there. But actually, they were very quiet praying, preparing their heart.
那么那是我将要回来的时候,
now, at the time I was about to return,
我仰望主跟他们交通什么?
And I looked to the Lord, saying, what shall I share with
them?
And the Lord told me just to share these the parables of the three talents. And I just had to ask the Lord again, exactly what this means to double up.
5,000变1万，这是什么意思？
What does it mean from 5,000 to 5 talents to 10 talents? We thank the Lord.
好像主开了我一点窍，点了我一下。
As though the Lord just enlightened me, opened me up.
我就想起一件非常熟悉的圣经。
Now I just remember one very familiar verse.
主耶稣告诉他的门徒们说,
the Lord told his disciples,
若有人要跟随我,
if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
beloved,
这个加倍是什么意思?
What does it mean to double up? Where does it come from?
主给我们的是他自己,
the Lord has given us himself.
是十二定十字架主的生命给了我们。
This is the life that after the Lord died on the cross and then dispensed it to us.
他要我们去买卖,
he wants us to do business. How do we do business with it?
就是答应主的呼召,
simply responding to his calling.
背起他给我们的十字架,
taking up the cross that he has given us and following him.
十字架在我们的身上,
the cross is on us.
要拆毁,
it's going to destroy all of our old self.
对付我们的肉体,
to deal with our flesh.
要对付我们的天然生命,
deal with our natural life, the old creation.
十字架在我们身上做致死的工作,
so the cross is doing of the work of putting to death.
但是在十字架另外一边是复活,
however, on the other side of the cross is resurrection.
没有死就没有复活,
without death, without resurrection.
我们蒙恩的儿女,
all us children receive
his grace.
Now, if we do not allow the cross to do deeper work in us,
我们可以乐心, 可以忠心, 可以努力侍奉,
we could be zealous, we could be faithful as slaves.
很多时候,
but so many times,
你只要努力,
as long as you work hard, you probably will see the fruit of your work.
你多关心人,
if you show care for more people, then you will be able to help them.
弟兄姐妹,
but, my dear ones,
工作的果效, 很多时候不是叫我们更谦卑。
Many times the fruit of the work does not allow us to be more humble.
乃是叫我们更自信。
But simply cause us to be more conceited, more proud.
很多为主做大功大有果效的人。
Being so competent, just as all those people who work for the Lord, great work for the Lord, and with great fruits.
有一个可怕的光景。
They all have this frightening,
dreadful
condition. That in all these great evangelists,
碰到的是自信,
what they touch upon is their confidence.
很可能是骄傲,
or most likely the pride.
如果有传道人, 他有工作的果效,
if a preacher could see all the fruit of his work,
而且他实在是谦卑在神, 在人的面前。
And if he really humbles himself before God and before man,
工作的果效叫他谦卑。
Now it's not the fruit of the work that humbles him.
乃是十字架在这位神仆人身上有厉害的工作。
But instead, it is the cross has worked feverishly on this person.
像使徒保罗年轻的日子。
Just as Paul in his younger years, he was so zealous for the Lord. He felt that he had to destroy all the church. He had to put to jail those who believe in Jesus. How confident and how conceited he was.But we thank the Lord had mercy on him. He showed himself to him. And the Lord had conquered him. Yes, Paul's work was very fruitful. But, beloved, in the latter part of Paul's life, the cross is never a teaching on Paul, but a reality. The servant of God.
神许可多少的难处，多少的十字架在他身上。
God has allowed so many problems, so many crosses.
哥林多的教会。
He was so caring for the Corinthian church.
在哥林多教会一住住了十八个月。
He stayed at the Corinthian church for 18 months.
他是那么的爱他们。
How he loved them.
可是哥林多的教会对他呢？
How did the Corinthian church treat him? Now, this servant of God, he has never seen the Lord Jesus. He is not presentable. And also, his word is not sophisticated. So, they pass so many judgments on him. So many critiques and being picky on him.
保罗说
So Paul said,
我越发爱你们就你们就是这样待我吗
The more I love you, is this the way you treat me? We thank the Lord.
保罗一生侍奉了两日
Throughout the life of Paul in his service,
若没有十字架来保护他
If there is no protection from the cross,
保罗不知道要多骄傲多自信
Then Paul, we wouldn't know how proud or conceited he will become, but we thank the Lord.
神对保罗的委托
Now, the entrustment that the Lord had given to him
两面的委托
is composed of two things.
一面是工作上的委托
On the one side, this is the entrustment of work. We thank the Lord.
他是一个忠心有智慧的仆人
He's a faithful and sensible master.
能够按时分粮给神的儿女
He was able to distribute food in due seasons.
但是实在说来
But,
工作的果效要过去
All the fruit of the work
保罗说看得见的都是暂时的
Everything that you can see is temporary.
保罗一生在亚细亚建立了多少教会各地
Now, all the places in Asia, how many churches have Paul built throughout his life?
保罗还没有见主之前
But before Paul met the Lord,
许多的教会就荒凉了
Many of the churches had become desolate.
他写信给提摩太书
Now, as he wrote to Timothy,
当他坐监受苦的时候
As he was suffering in the prison,
全亚细亚的人都离弃他。
All the people of Asia had forsaken me.
如果从工作来说，这是保罗工作彻底的失败。
So, in terms of his work, wouldn't you say this is a total disaster of his work?
感谢主。
This is a total failure, but we thank
the Lord. 神在保罗身上工作的托付好像都是一个报应，都过去了。
It seems that all the entrustment of the work on the part of Paul given by God is just like a bubble.
他还没有建筑工作的果效就失去了。
Even before he met the Lord, all the fruit of his work is gone.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主对保罗另一个托付。
The Lord had another side of the entrustment to him.
主把他宝贝的自己给了保罗。
That is, the Lord had given his precious self to him.
主也赐给他十字架。
And the Lord had given him the cross.
让他接受十字架。
So Paul received this cross.
感谢神。
We give thanks to God.
十字架在保罗身上的工作。
The work of the cross in Paul.
就是神在保罗身上的工作。
And that is the work of God in Paul.
好像看不见。
Seems invisible,
就是永远的,
but it's eternal.
要存到永远的,
it will stay forever.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
my beloved one,
简单来说,
simply put,
我们每一个神的儿女,
every one of us as a child of God,
都有神的委托,
we all have this entrustment from God.
工作的委托,
whether it's the work of
entrustment, 事工的委托,
the service of the entrustment,
我们需要清楚。
We have to be clear on those.
主给我们的托付是哪一面?
We have to understand that which side of entrustment that the Lord has given us. We have to take heed to ourselves. Also take heed to others.
但是另一个委托,
but there is another side of the entrustment.
这一个委托是要存到永远的,
which will endure forever.
这是最重要的委托,
and this is the most crucial entrustment.
就是主把他自己给了你给了我,
that is the Lord has given himself to you and to me.
我们如何向主这一个最宝贵的委托来忠心?
How could we be faithful to the most entrustment that he has given us?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当这三个仆人见主的时候，
when these three servants come to see the Lord,
那两个赚五千二千赚加倍的仆人，
the two servants who have earned double the amount of the silver,
主告诉他们说，
the Lord said to them,
好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，
well done, good and faithful servant.
怎么他们会是良善的仆人呢？
How could they be good servants?
主不是说过除了神以外再没有良善的？
Hasn't our Lord said apart from God there is no goodness?
为什么这个 两个仆人是良善的仆人呢？
Why these two servants are called good servants?
因为他们接受十字架。
Because they have received
the cross. 他们这个人被改变。
Their person they have been transformed.
良善的主。
The good Lord.
从他们那里面活出来
have lived out from them
他们成为良善的仆人
therefore they have become good
为什么是忠心的仆人呢
why are they called faithful servants
因为刚才我们说过
because we just mentioned
忠心乃是要按照神的旨意来服事叫做忠心
faithfulness is you do your work according to God's will
以赛亚说
Isaiah says
天离地有多高
as far as heaven isAbove of the earth.
神的旨意离开我们又有多远?
So far is God's will from us.
我们永远不能明白神的旨意。
We will never understand His will.
除非神怜悯我。
Unless He commands His mercy on us.
神向我们开启。
Unless He enlightens us.
弟兄姐妹。
So, brothers and
sisters, 你我若没有更深接受十字架的对付
if you and I have not received the deeper dealing of the cross,
有关于主的良善
and being partakers of His goodness,
然后才能稍微更多明白神的意思
then we can never understand God's will in a deeper way,
照神的旨意来侍奉他
And then serve him according to his will. My beloved,
we
ask the Lord
to be merciful to us
in the past days and years. Have we ever been good, faithful servants? How much of the work of the cross have you and I received?
很多时候难处临到我们。
So many times as the problems come to us, we simply complain. Sometimes we dare not to complain. Then we are so downcast. Then a brother and sister, may the Lord open our eyes. All our work on earth one day will pass away. By all these, you cannot see your Lord. Could Paul say this to the Lord? Lord, look, I have built scores of churches on earth. No.
都过去了,
they will all pass away.
来感谢神,
we thank the Lord.
神在保罗身上的工作是永远不能过去,
but the work that the Lord has performed in Paul will never pass away.
我在60多年前还在厦门的时候,
now, when I was in Xiamen 60 years ago,
听说有一个主的仆人说这么一句话,
I heard the saying from one of the Lord's servants.
他说我们不要只做一个忠于神交托给我们手中的工作。
Don't be the one who is only faithful to the work of entrustment that the Lord has given you.
不料了我们自己是神手中的工作。
But neglecting the fact that we ourselves are the masterwork in the Lord's hand.
那句话抓住了我的心,
and that statement so grasped.
我承认说当时我不大明白,
at that time I have to admit that I did not quite understand.
60多年来,
but throughout the 6 years,
主常提醒我,
the Lord often reminds me,
你是忠于主所交托给你的工作了。
Are you faithful to the work that the Lord has entrusted to you?
不料了你自己是神手中的工作吗?
And has neglecting the fact that you are the masterpiece of the Lord's hand.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
now, my beloved,
愿我们能看见, 能宝贝主这个重要的托付,
may we all see and also treasure this precious entrustment.
愿他在我们里面有自由的成长,
may he grow us within us so freely.
到那一天,
until that day,
我们把主给我们宝贵的生命,
that we're able to return the precious life.
把十字架在我们身上把我们这个人改造的生命,
all the transforming work of our life in us.
主十字架死而复活的生命,
and this very life of the Lord's resurrection.
加上我们, and
plus the life after we receive the cross being raised from the dead. We can present all this before him. Then we will hear him say to us,
好,
good,
良善又忠心的仆人,
well done, good and faithful servant.
可以进来享受 神为你们所预备的快乐,
come in and enjoy the gladness that the Lord has prepared for you. May the Lord be gracious to us all. Shall we pray?
亲爱的主,
dear Lord,
我们感谢你,
we give thanks to you.
你爱我们,
for you love us.
竟然为我们建立十字架极深的死亡,
so that you should experience the excruciating pain of death on the cross.
但父的荣耀叫你从死里复活,
but through the glory of the Father, he raised you up from the dead.
把你带到天上,
and you have led us to heaven.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
你把你自己这个宝贝的生命给了我,
you have given us your precious life.
你呼召我们,
you have called us,
要背起十字架来跟随你,
to take up your cross to follow you.
十字架在我们身上, 要改变我们这个人,
and this cross will transform us,
好叫那一天,
so that on that day,
我们能带着你给我们的加倍的银子, 来奉献在你手中,
so that on that day we could consecrate you the silver that you have doubled up.
能听见你对我们说,
oh, if only we could hear your word.
好, 良善又忠心的仆人,
Well done, you good and faithful servant.
若是我们不肯接受十字架，
But if we are not willing to accept the cross,
我们要听见你对我们说，
Then we will hear you say,
你这一个又恶又懒惰的仆人，
You wicked and lazy servant,
离开我去吧，
Depart from me.
我们就有祸了。
Then we have won.
求主给我们智慧。
Oh Lord, give us this wisdom.
让我们有智慧的选择。
So that we have this wise
choice. 愿意接受十字架来跟随你。
Willing to accept your cross and follow you.
保守我们直到见你面的日子。
Keep us until the day we see you.
靠主耶稣的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 对不起，我过了一点时间。
Excuse me, God, my time is over.
我不得已说一下。
Now I still have some
finished work. 关于这个三个仆人受允的比喻。
Now as to the parable of the three servants.
我曾经在一本书上有一个比较详细的交代。
In one of my books, I did have this more detailed explanation.
就是圣经人物信息系列的第十二册末了一篇的信息。
Now this is in the volume 12, the last message in my series of books regarding biblical figures.
应该这里教会图书馆有这本书。
I suppose your library has this book.
那也有一些弟兄姐妹有这本书。
Maybe some of the brothers and sisters have this book.
这是非常重要的一个信息。
This is a extremely crucial message.
是我们每一个人该清楚的。
This is the message each one of us has to be clear on. May the Lord be gracious to us all. I thank the Lord.
带领我们这三天的聚会。
I hope that the 3-day session.
我要。因为我来的之前，在我们那边的教会弟兄姐妹，多时为这个聚会为你们祷告。
Before I came in my congregation, our brothers and sisters have been praying for you for this assembly.
我也把在那边的教会，的晚安带给你们。
So I sent their regards to you.
愿你们在主里平安。
Peace be with you all in the Lord.
愿你们好好跟随主。
And may you follow the Lord closely.
直到主回来。
Until he returns.